Ben Shepherd. Capital Breakfast.
Good morning, Anton.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
I'm good, mate. How are you doing?
All good, yeah.
So, music-wise, what's going on at the moment? Obviously, Alone No More was huge with Philip. What are you on at the moment?
We never expected to do so well, to be honest. It all took us by surprise. It just went crazy and everyone started picking up on it. And it got to the first Sunday of the release and it was number 3 in iTunes. And then a few hours later, it went to number 1. It was like, oh, my God.
That feeling's got to be insane.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah, you never expect it. There's two Justin Bieber records out that week. And Sam Smith had the James Bond theme tune out that week as well, and we just overtook them as well. And obviously, these are absolute global megastars, very, very talented. And there's us just making a tune, and it's just, it goes to number one, mental.
Yeah, so back to tonight, Friday night. We are playing in Liquid and Envy in Wrexham. I'm dead excited.
I always love playing Wrexham. I think it's a great crowd. They're always up for it. They always want to let rip. It's like a lot of people like a similar mentality to Liverpool people, and they just like to live for the weekend. They just want to go out, have a good time, enjoy yourself, go out with your mates, have a good catch up, and listen to some good tunes. And that's what will be on tonight in Liquid. Cannot wait.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little bit nervous, Anton, because obviously yourself, superstar DJ that you are, you use a lot more buttons and a lot more twiddly things than me. I use two buttons, stop and play. So I'm a little bit nervous to be DJing alongside you, to be honest.
Oh, that'd be silly. I'll teach you how to rewind and fast forward then.
Hey.
You need to press play.
I'll bring me backspin sound effects. Cool, thank you very much, man. We're looking forward to tonight and we'll see you later.
Likewise, yeah, see you there.
Cheers, Anton. Anton Powers, everybody!
Ben Shepherd.
I got to talk about this. Before 8 o'clock, we did a little experiment. We played Jason Derulo's new tune, Get Ugly, which includes this very catchy vocal. So there is a lot of diddlying. You can hear that. There's a lot of diddlying in that song. And I basically asked you, and me and my producer Lou in the studio did it as well. We counted how many diddlies together. Well, we tried to count how many diddlies there were. It's caused quite a debate on my Twitter, at Ben on Capital. I just thought I'd read a few of these out. Hello to Fee, who's just put a lost count too early. Gethin Jones has gone in with 121 diddlies. That was a little bit different to the 30 that me and my producer Lou counted. Mary Nightingale, good morning to you. She got 130 diddlies. There's a lot of diddlies here. Jess, she's more on my tune. She got 36 diddlies, but she nearly... I love this. She nearly missed the turning for her work because she was too busy counting diddlies. Hello to Princess Jane, first name Princess, second name Jane. She got 20 diddlies. As you can see, there's quite a lot of debate here. No one really knows how many diddlies there are. And then we've got some full-on maths equations as well. Hello to Andrew C on my Twitter. The diddlies are in sets of four. Count how many sets there are and then times them by four for an accurate count. I'll tell you what, mate, I'm going to need my calculator for that. But Andy C said they're in sets of four. Then Mary Nightingale, she said she's had a go at Andrew and she said, no, mate, they're in sets of five. I mean, this is full on gone off. And then my dad's girlfriend's just texted me saying, I think I'm going to use this in my fitness class. She's a fitness instructor. She put diddly, 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 squat.
Ben Shepherd.
If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know by now that I am moving house. And I have been for the past sort of week. I thought it was going to take me a day. Currently, I'm on day number, I think this is day number 8 now, and I still haven't 100% finished moving all of my stuff from my old place into my new place. It has made me realise something, though. I actually own nothing. And I know that might sound weird, because I've just said that it's taken me ages to move, but I'm moving with my girlfriend, and my girlfriend seems to own absolutely everything, and I own nothing. Like, nothing at all. I fitted all of my documents and everything that's important in my life into a single shoebox. Honestly, just one shoebox. That was all. I could have transported my stuff from one house to the other in probably about 45 minutes. It would have been dead easy. But it has made me worry slightly because what happens if my girlfriend just ups and goes? She sacks me off and just leaves. I'm literally going to be left with half a sofa and a TV stand.
Ben Shepherd. Capital Breakfast.